You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Claire Rosciotto, Dan Raphael, Kevin Dugan, and Annie Meyer. The producer is Leslie McLam. Tonight's engineer is Jeff Henderson, and our evening news director is Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Althea Billings.
And I'm Leslie McLam.
Coming up next is Culture in Motion with Mike Crenshaw, but first we go to Jamie to talk about how to support people-powered community radio.
Thank you, Althea and Leslie. And we are in the midst of our fall membership drive, and we want to thank Jerry, who just renewed, Rita, who renewed, got tickets, and Stephen, who increased his monthly contribution. This kind of news you can find nowhere else on your dial. And if you value getting this kind of news from many different perspectives, news that includes voices that aren't heard on other stations or other outlets, we need you to contribute, to take a stand for this freedom of information, take a stand for the facts, and be part of this powerful movement of independent media. And call on you now for your support. Go to the phone. Go dial 877-500-5266, or you can go online either on your phone, or if it's a smartphone, or on your computer at kboo.fm and make a contribution. And we encourage you to make a monthly contribution of $10 a month. It's the most secure and stable funding for the station, and it's easy to set up through your checking account or with a credit or debit. You know, giving your spare change for some social change, that's what KBOO is about. You know, only 1 out of 10 of our listeners have joined as KBOO members. 9 out of 10 of you have joined with your ears and mind and heart, but now just take care of the paperwork. It's time to move from being a passive member to a passive listener to becoming an active member. And KBOO sounds different when you're a member. You know, volunteers are really what make this wonderful community radio station happen. We have 500 volunteers with less than 10 staff. So, you know, like your union dues, which protects your job, and like your church tithe, which protects your spirit, your KBOO membership protects your access to information, news, and public affairs that you can use in your daily life. You know, information that you use in conversation with your coworkers, friends, family, neighbors, political comrades. So go to the phone right now, dial 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and make a monthly pledge. Think about $10 a month. And now let's get back to that evening news.
Good evening. You are listening to KBOO Community Radio, Portland, 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. And you are listening to Culture in Motion twice a month. The host, that's me, Mike Crenshaw, coming to you talking about art, culture, music, politics, social movements, and the intersection between those things. And tonight we have a very, very special guest by the name of Mandela Cordetta, local. Actually, global. I hate when people refer to artists that have a global reach as local. So
where?
Why don't we say global artist, Mandela Cordetta. Mandela, what's up?
What it do?
Oh, man, I'm just happy to have you in the studio.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
I think our relationship, we've known each other as artists. What is it going on, like 15 years or something now?
I think so.
The first show we gave you when you guys opened up for Dead Prayers, was that like 2000 and...
I had it been like 6 or 7.
2006 or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like we met before then a little.
At Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had just seen you. I remember doing a show at this place called The Wax. Was it called The Wax? It was like a hip hop club on a interstate. before was even there.
It was an all ages club they had for a minute. Yeah.
And I remember being like 14. Dude. And I don't even know if I knew y'all, but y'all did something there and I was able to come perform. And that was like, I believe, my first time ever being on stage. And I think I seen you there and I just saw you. Right. Maybe you introduced yourself. But then when I met you in high school, I was like, I feel like he was at that show.
You know, what's the trip is that oftentimes when somebody brings up something from, say, that far back, I really won't remember it.
Yeah.
And I actually remember that show, man.
Wasn't that wild?
Yeah, that's the trip, man. I remember you guys because y'all had you and a couple other guys had a similar style.
Yeah.
That you guys were rocking. Man.
Yeah, I remember there was like break dancers and it was like not too big of a crowd. So it was like my very first time I feel like really being on stage and I felt comfortable.
Right.
And so.
Man. Yeah. So you've been doing your thing for how long would you say you've been involved in music?
In Portland, and I feel like really putting it out to like the public probably since like middle school, so like 2003 2002.
Okay. And you're a hip-hop artist, and let's get this out of the way at the top of the show because we're going to talk about a number of different things, but if people want to find your music online, where can they find you?
Everywhere. So whatever streaming service you like to use, Spotify, Tidal, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube. So yeah, pretty much everywhere. If you put my name in on Google, Swiggle Mandela, pretty much everywhere.
And the name Swiggle Mandela, that's SWIGG.
Yeah.
L-E, Mandela spelled like Nelson Mandela. Where does Swiggle come from?
Swiggle actually came from one of my big homies. Uh-huh. His name is Swag, and he was making music a lot in Seattle. And I actually saw him on MTV Jams when that was a thing. And he was with Jim Jones from New York. And I really liked like that movement of like the whole Dipset thing and the New York vibe. And so I saw him on TV and he was repping the Northwest and I was just intrigued and I really didn't know who he was. And then I got a call when I was working. I had a job at the time and someone was like, you know, this dude Swag is in town. He's trying to do features. And I happened to just meet him and we started working, doing music, and I noticed that people would call him Swiggle. You know, his name was Swag, but as a nickname, people would call him Swiggle. And at first, my name was a little bit harder to brand because it's Mandela. So if you try to Google or YouTube Mandela, Nelson always pops up. And so to differentiate and kind of brand my name, and we were working so much together at the time, I put the Swiggle in front.
Okay. Yeah. So and you come from a musical family.
Yeah.
So your siblings, JC.
Yep.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
Okay. So those are your younger and older brothers?
Or? Yep. JC's my older brother. And Timmy's the baby brother of the family.
And is that when I first met you and got familiar with your music and remember seeing you perform and putting you on shows, it was La Familia Gang music. So is La Familia, does that title come from the fact that you and your brothers were doing music or is it more than that?
Yeah, but in the very beginning, Timmy wasn't doing music. Okay. It was just me and JC and Anael. And so, I think the La Familia came from just being family oriented and like we all wanted to be brothers. Like we would all call each other brother. You know, different moms, different. You know, we're not blood related at all, but we would say like, you know, once somebody's your brother, they're your brother. And so we was kind of mobbing like that, just moving like that, you know, like brothers and sisters. If she's my sister, she's my sister. If he's my brother, he's my brother. And that was like a something to honor, like a title. If someone's your brother, they're your brother. And so that's kind of like even just like a Portland thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure just like an everywhere thing.
Yeah, I got brothers.
Yeah,
people refer to me as, you know, people be like, I met your brother. And I'll have to stop and think for a minute.
Did like, which one?
My blood brother, or did you
yeah.
meet the homie?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's what really made me want to do the La Familia. And also uh-huh. because I'm half Black and Filipino. And then in Tagalog, it's the same as Spanish.
Are you,
La Familia is
right.
means the family.
Are you fluent in Tagalog?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. And it's almost like, it's like a weird thing because so much of my family is, uh-huh, you know, uh-huh. like all my cousins, all my aunties and uncles. Yeah.
Well,
so.
You get there if you want it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So that actually opens up a fascinating lane to me because it gives you access to an audience and an experience beyond what a lot of us get to, you know, incorporate into our music, you know, and our expression.
It's true.
And something larger to draw inspiration from, because you periodically you go back to the Philippines, correct?
I need to go back. I've only been there one time.
Okay.
Yeah. I really want to go back and go back as the artist I am now.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the last time I was there, I actually did perform a couple times, but it was just because the opportunity was there, not mm-hmm. because I went there to get the opportunity. So like my cousin DJs
mm-hmm.
and then my family is pretty important there. Mm-hmm. So wherever we're at, I can pretty much perform. And it was almost like my family pushing me to perform instead of me wanting to perform. So now that I'm the artist that I am, it would be so fun to go back and mm-hmm. like make it happen, because we could potentially build a venue there, you know?
So when you say your family's important there, what's your family involved with in the Philippines?
Politics, community building, just always helping the community.
Uh-huh.
Just because like the poverty line there is so like obvious that you can just like you could be behind the gate of our house and just walk outside and see someone living in a shack.
Yeah.
You know, in the Philippines. So
yeah.
We have a lot of family in America. And we just always kind of been very fortunate. Like my grandpa helped start the fire station mm-hmm. in Tacloban City mm-hmm. in the Philippines.
And there we have Mike Crenshaw interviewing a guest on Culture in Motion. We are so fortunate on KBOO to have these kind of local voices. Mike is the center of the radical music scene in this town and the center of activist scene as well. Mike is a former co-manager of KBOO. I met him when he was involved with the Occupy movement and we were door knocking to fight evictions. That's who we are here at KBOO, and we are able to produce this kind of programming because of your contributions. So we're in the middle of our fall membership drive, and we need you to go to your phone right now, dial 877-500-5266 and make a contribution, or go to kboo.fm and make a secure donation online. And we're encouraging you all to make a monthly contribution. It's the automatically, it helps us with our stable funding when we know that we have a monthly contribution coming in on a regular basis, and you don't have to wonder if your membership is current. It's easy to set up through your checking account and or with a credit or debit card. So we encourage you to contribute like $10 a month. And if you're already a contributor of a monthly sustainer, we encourage you to increase your monthly donation amount by $1 or $2 or more. If all of our monthly donors just gave $1 more, that would be an extra $27,000 a year for the station, or $54,000 for $2 or more a month. So pick up that phone and dial 877-500-5266 to increase your monthly donation or become a sustaining member. And thank you for keeping KBOO going. And again, the number to call is 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give. And here we are in the middle of KBOO's Culture in Motion, And again, we have an opportunity to hear from our local music artists, and this is the place where you can experience the different kinds of music on the radio dial. It's a space that you're in right now. You help make that space. Make a contribution to KBOO. You can go to kboo.fm/give.
So you've been doing music for a grip. I follow you on social media, and it seems to me, and I want you to either verify this or let the listeners know if there's more to it than what I'm observing. It seems to me like you're reaching a level of success that you have wanted and that you've been working for.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what, sure. What's it like to arrive at a place where you're getting these opportunities that you've, you know, worked so hard to get?
Well, it's like sometimes it just feels like it's not even like I'm used to it. So I kind of become like almost like numb to it. Like it just feels regular. I just wake up and it's happening. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I can still like step out of it and just remember that we started from zero. Okay. Like we used to be recording where we used to record. I remember throwing a show in 2011 or 12, and it was just like hard. Like nobody really came. Mm-hmm. Like just my couple of my close friends, and just remember and seeing where we're at now. And so it feels great. And then sometimes it's like just knowing where I want to go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that gets hard, and especially like, you know, fans or critics in general. A big accomplishment for me may be small to someone else. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they don't even know about the culture necessarily. So I go do this big thing and I may meet some artist or, you know, go to some company and someone doesn't know about that, so they don't even know what it is. You know, they're not as excited as me. So sometimes that gets hard because I'm around people who are not really as engaged in the culture as me. Mm-hmm. So I may have met someone and they're like, well, I don't even know who that is. But, you know, so sometimes that can get hard. Or people, you have a big accomplishment, like getting 15,000 plays on a video, and they're like, man, but you know, when you get a million, it's going to be like this, it's going to be crazier.
Never enough.
Yeah, so there's that feeling, but you got to find a balance of mm-hmm. just being satisfied with what you've done mm-hmm. and being excited about it.
Yeah, gratitude is something that I have to actively maintain it. I have to ask for it, and I have to remember to keep it, because I think part of being an entertainer or involved in the entertainment industry as a professional is that there's always more to accomplish. The amount of work that it takes to stay on top of your self-promotion so that you're visible and people are actually thinking about you is a lot of work. And
true.
Do you have a staff that helps you manage the workload?
Well, I got a manager. Yeah. I got and he does a lot more than management. Mm-hmm. Of course, my significant other, she does a lot of the just things that maybe an assistant would do. Mm-hmm. And then I have my team, La Familia Gang Music, and the Antelope Fishermen as well. And
the Antelope Fishermen.
The Antelope Fishermen.
That's wild sounding. What is that?
That's my homie Figure Eights collective.
Antelope Fishermen.
And so they do a lot as well.
Right.
And then there's just what I do. And I pretty much will do anything. Even if someone else does it, mm-hmm. if they can't do it at that moment, then I'll just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe. So this is full time. You don't have a day job.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
That's what's up, man. I'm proud of you, dude. That's an accomplishment. I saw that you brought up your significant other. Tell us about the acting. You got involved.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of what I'm just doing is background work and just uh-huh. being there, being an extra, you know, being the guy who's just working in the office or mm-hmm. at the party or whatever. And just seeing how it works has been fascinating for me. Mm-hmm. You know, watching the actors go over their lines or forget a line or improvise a line or seeing how the directors pull different emotions out of them. Like, you know, say that, all right, that was good. Say it like you're scared now. Say it like you believe it. Say it like he believes it. Say it, you know, and watching all those different inflections and watching the actors actually respond to the direction was like fascinating for me. And then seeing the cameras, like knowing like that is like however much it costs. And then just the whole crew, you know, there's a sound guy, there's someone holding the boom mic, there's the people who, you know, camera one and camera two, and the lighting, and being on set, watching them basically, you know, trick my senses sometimes when we're on inside of a building on a set, but it looks like we're outside.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm looking out the window knowing that outside of that window is just another room, but it looks like there's condensation on the window. It looks like the wind is blowing a tree. It looks like, and it's, you know, it feels like it's nighttime outside, but your senses are being tricked like it's daytime because you're on set. So just, and yeah, my significant other pretty much organizes all of that. She finds all of those gigs, and she's pretty hip to that industry now, which is pretty awesome.
Right. Shout out to the SO.
Oh yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Always. The queen.
What's her name?
Tara. Shout out to Tara.
Shout out to Tara. You know, out of respect.
You know, it's hard to succeed here as well. I enjoy the fact that there's not a lot of structure because I enjoy creating it, you know?
Right.
With people like you, with people like, so it's always been fun for me to not have the infrastructure and then create the industry ourselves.
Right.
But I could see how that could be a struggle for people.
So let's shift gears for a minute. We've been talking about music. You know, listeners have been tuning in and hearing a little bit of your story. Swiggle, why don't you hit us with a few of your favorite bars a cappella that you've written?
Okay. I got to edit myself, huh?
Yep, we're on the air, so there's seven words we can't say.
Word. So I like when I said, I'm killing it. I don't wait till it's dead. That's why these culture vultures flying over my head. I liked, let me give you the rules. My niece and nephew gonna need them some shoes. All my hunters is blue. I'm just paying my dues. If the rose is the city, then the people the roots. I want my 20s with the Harriet Tubman. I'm a slave to the money, but I'm planning on running. Riding down Rosa Parks. She riding like Rosa Parks. Listening to Portland Parks. Yeah, they know who we are. 503, that's the hottest degree. But I'm still so cool like a college degree. I swear I wrote a book when my bro got booked. I swear I smoked a book when my bro got booked. Everybody want the fattest knot or the baddest bop. But all of that matters not. I be that ghetto superhero like I'm Static Shock from the city of roses and semi-automatic shots.
What?
Word.
Is that on 40 Acres and a New Whip? What is that?
That's actually on a song called Papers.
Papers.
And it wasn't even like properly released, I don't feel like. So it's kind of still got some, it got some lifespan left in it to be done the right way.
Well, it's been great breaking bread with you down here on Culture in Motion, and I think let's take them out with a radio friendly joint. So hey man, thank you Swiggle. Y'all been listening to Swiggle Mandela. I'm Mike Crenshaw, Culture in Motion. Thanks for tuning in to Cable. Peace.
Swiggle man, Lock Gang. Welcome to Portland's to Damn. Yeah. Welcome to Portland's to Damn. Young kids get out in a Portland park. Young kids start shooting and it wasn't even dark. Young kids, we're just looking for a place to spark. Looking out for the police. No more harassing my people now. Portland's the damn, it's legal now. So I'm smoking peace. Some smoking peace, yeah. Barbecue at a Portland park. Tests are selling guns, it ain't even dark. Hoop game, coldest players in the peel. Everybody dressed to kill, and I'm. They used to want they ones, now they.
again, shit. When that beefing with the cool, you know them digging off, that's bitches join the gang. So they can go and beef with someone that don't even bang. I used to live across the street from the park in the villa. Me and a cutty on a bitch, killer. Then a bus drove by and somebody banged on him. He said, you might wanna shake, but I got my thing on me. Go hard or go home, he a ruthless nigga. I think I'm about to head home before you this. Before I step foot in the house, I heard the shots rang out. Young kids get a hop in a Portland park. Yup, they start shooting and it wasn't even dark. Young kids, we just looking for a place to spark. Looking out for the police. No more harassing my people now. Portland's the damn, it's legal now. Just wanna smoke in peace. So let me smoke in peace, yeah. I'm at the park all day and all night. Hope nobody fight, I'm twisting. They shooting dice. At the park, I'm selling. I'm at the park rapping with the thugs. At the park, getting my hair braided.
There you have it. Culture in Motion with Mike Crenshaw interviewing Swiggle Mandela, the musician. This is the type of music show and the different types of music that you will find on KBOO. You support the local music scene with your KBOO membership. That's what we're here to talk to you about for a minute, our KBOO membership drive. It's fall, and you make so much happen with your membership, from shows that focus on Portland-based musicians to live remote broadcasts from local and live music events to in-studio performances, and you protect the well-being of local music by becoming a member of KBOO. And so we need you to call to let KBOO know that you love this program and join us and show your support for this excellent music scene. Call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm to make a contribution. And I encourage you to make a monthly contribution. This is Jamie, and I'm a volunteer programmer here at KBOO. And like all of us, many of us here, volunteers, we make monthly contributions as well. And this monthly membership provides the most secure and stable funding for the station. So I encourage you to consider a $10 a month membership. And if you're already a monthly sustainer, think about increasing your monthly donation by the amount of $1 or $2. You know, listening is free, but it's not free to produce this wonderful programming. You know, our transmitter and translator tower rental is $64,000 a year. Our utilities are $32,000 a year. Our phones and internet are $21,000 a year. Our website costs us $54,000 a year. Our equipment and repair and replacement is $10,000 a year. So, and we have these wonderful national news wire service, Democracy Now!, all this, it all costs money, and we have tens of thousands of people who listen to KBOO every week, but only a few thousand are active members. And so we need you to move from being a listener to becoming a member. Go to 877-500-5266 and make a donation, or go online to kboo.fm and make a secure donation, and consider making a monthly donation. You know, each day a live and local DJ captivates you with the kind of music you won't hear that anywhere else. And you can help KBOO air music that is inventive, creative, and informed. We share a city with incredible and authentic music experts, and they're based right here in the neighborhoods where you work and live, and you help them to share what's good by becoming a KBOO member. You know, this is a member-supported radio. It means you, the listener, are the station's financial base. And if you love what you listen to on KBOO, call now. Go to 877 500 5266, make a contribution, or go to kboo.fm, make a secure donation online, and consider making a monthly contribution. How about $10 a month? And if you're already a monthly sustainer, consider increasing your sustaining contribution by $1 or $2 a month. This is our Mic to the People pledged membership drive, our fall membership drive, and we're encouraging you. And it's of course not just about the dollars that we aim to raise. We need you on support in supporting this incredible programming. You know, if you once you become a member, it's a different feeling, and you don't need to wait for the other guy. That's not your style. We know that that the only contribution that's too small is the one that you don't make. So you get now, give. 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and make a contribution.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a local neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch was provided by Hoda's Middle Eastern, located in Sunnyside at 3401 Southeast Belmont Street. Hoda's serves traditional Lebanese cuisine daily from lunch to dinner. Dinner was provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9, Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.